This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The Lok Sabha will today resume discussion on the three bills, namely the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Delimitation Bill 2026, and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The three legislations are intended to increase the participation of women in the Lok Sabha and the assemblies of states and union territories. The Constitution 106th Amendment Act 2023, popularly known as Nari Shakti Vandhan Adhiniyam, provided for the reservation of nearly one-third of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and the legislative assemblies to ensure greater participation of women in the democratic polity. In his remarks during the discussion on these three bills in the Lok Sabha yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that 50% of the country's population should be made a part of the decision-making process.
पिछले 25-30 साल में लाखों बहनें ग्रासरूट लेवल पर लीडर बन चुकी हैं। अब उनके अंदर सिर्फ यहाँ 33% का नहीं, वहाँ भी वो आपके फैसलों को प्रभावित करने वाली है। और इसलिए जो आज विरोध करेंगे उसको लंबे समय तक कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी। और इसलिए राजनीतिक समझदारी भी इसी में है कि हम ग्रासरूट लेवल पर महिलाओं की जो पॉलिटिकल लीडरशिप खड़ी हुई है उसको आपने अब कंसीडर करना पड़ेगा।
In the Rajya Sabha, election for the post of deputy chairman is scheduled in the House. Union Minister JP Nadda will move the motion that the nominated member Harivansh be chosen as the deputy chairman of the Rajya Sabha. The motion will be seconded by BJP MP S. Fangon Koniak. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and French President Emmanuel Macron are set to host a virtual meeting of world leaders to discuss efforts to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and secure vital shipping routes. More details on this from our correspondent.
Leaders from around 40 countries are expected to participate in the summit, focusing on supporting the fragile ceasefire involving Iran and ensuring safe passage through the key maritime corridor. The summit will also deliberate on supporting the work of the International Maritime Organization to enhance the safety of vessels and crew navigating the region. Discussions will include plans to establish an international mission aimed at reopening the strait. The proposed initiative would be strictly defensive in nature and involve a combined military effort to be deployed once conditions permit. Starmer is scheduled to arrive in Paris today to co-host the meeting with Macron. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz is also expected to attend the summit. Ashish Abraham for Akashvani News, Delhi.
With assembly elections approaching, campaigning across West Bengal is in full swing. Trinamool Congress leader and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will hold two public meetings today, one in Cooch Behar North and another in Cooch Behar South, followed by a roadshow in Durgapur West. Later in the afternoon, she is scheduled to address a rally at Damdam Central Jail Ground. BJP Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis will also reach in the state today. He will hold a press conference in the morning and will later join a roadshow in Kasba before addressing a rally in Italy this evening. Celebrations broke out across Beirut as a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon came into force. The ceasefire, which began last night, has temporarily halted hostilities and is aimed at creating space for diplomatic engagement. U.S. State Department said the truce is intended to enable good faith negotiations towards a permanent security and peace agreement between Israel and Lebanon. U.S. President Donald Trump had announced the ceasefire. President Trump has also invited both leaders to the White House for the first meaningful talks between the two countries since 1983. U.S. President Donald Trump has claimed that Iran has agreed to hand over its enriched uranium that could be used to build nuclear weapons. Trump told reporters at White House that both countries are close to a peace deal. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets in a league match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Today, Gujarat Titans will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.